As a kid, what was your punishment for not doing what you were told? These boys were sent to the closet, and what happened there may just be the beginning of a story that changed all of our lives. The tale is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer in Murfreesboro, Tennessee for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Held on August 16th, the event will be led by industry expert Missy Bauer, along with speakers from Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold. Covered topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live taping of U.S. Farm Report with Ty Morgan. This event is brought to you in partnership by AgriGold, Trimble, and Valent. Visit agweb.com/farmjournalyieldtour to find a stop near you.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
It appears to be just an old farmhouse from the 1800s, but on April 16th, 1867, an event took place here that made this home a place visitors still come to today.
Well, it's significant because this is where he was born. This is the birthplace of flight.
Jack Shank is speaking of the birthplace home of Wilbur Wright, the third of seven children born to Milton and Susan Wright.
If you really think back, this road out here was nothing but a dirt path. And these people, the Wright family, moved all the time. They were always moving because he was a bishop in the United Brethren Church.
Milton Wright was often gone from home to attend to his religious duties. As the family grew and moved to other homes in the area, Wilbur and Orville's talents became apparent when the family visited other families on Sundays.
The boys, after they got finished eating, would go out to the barns and mess around, and sometimes they would take some of the farm equipment apart. And then when they left, then the farmer would get a hold of them somehow, and they'd take the kids back, and she would sit down, and the kids would have to put it back together. That's Orville and Wilbur.
Susan Wright was from a family of carriage makers in Pennsylvania. She did not tell Orville and Wilbur how to put the equipment back together, but she did help them learn how the machinery worked.
When they got ornery, she'd put them in a room, a closet. But the closet had books and a window, and they had to stay in there and read for punishment.
All of the siblings were quite intelligent. They were reading at a young age, and even Wilbur's childhood appearance perhaps showed the brains he had. His father said Wilbur's head was two stories tall. The young family moved several times, but the famous brothers would, of course, begin experimenting with ideas about a flying machine in their Dayton, Ohio bicycle shop. More of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Hagerstown, Indiana. I'm Andrew McRae.